You're listening to On Repeat, the show where KALW music programmers share the songs they can't stop listening to. I'm Chiro Letswalo. Underneath us, we've got the jangly sounds of John Reichman's Bluegrass Signal, as chosen by today's selector, the host of Bluegrass Signal, Peter Thompson. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Tell us more what we can expect when we tune into Bluegrass Signal.
Well, I think the biggest surprise about the show is the incredible stylistic diversity of the music. It's not all the same, bluegrass and old-time music, and the program tries to present the music in a context with background information, with themes, especially to celebrate the music that's made in Northern California. We got a lot of great players around here, and I think it's my job to showcase them.
So what's the first song that you brought today?
The first song comes from my favorite songwriter, Kathy Kallick. She released her 23rd album, seventh with her band, just a few months ago.
Me and my friend, we've got a day, Saturday night, and we won't be late. Gonna tune in our favorite show, gonna listen to the radio.
A lot of the songs dealt with her response to the pandemic and ways to make community during that time. And one of her main ways was every Saturday night to listen to Bluegrass Signal with a friend. And they would text each other as the program was going on, maybe call each other afterwards. And the program was a way of building a tiny little sense of getting together with other people during that time.
And so I love this, just lonesome old me and the radio. It's the perfect ode to the radio and all the reasons that there is to love about radio.
Human voice talking or singing or giving advice, telling me something I don't know. It's there on the radio. There's a show.
Okay, and what is the next song on the list?
The next song's a brand new one from a brand new group called New Dangerfield. And these are four young black musicians who are coming together to make what they call a new kind of black string band music. Ever since the black banjo gatherings for the last 25 years, we've been acutely aware of the fact that bluegrass and old-time music is basically black music that sometimes intersected with white people, sometimes appropriated by white people.
I am obsessed with this era of reclamation of roots music, and I think that it's not something that I would have originally associated with black music.
Well, right. You say bluegrass and you think old white guys from the South, but in fact, those old white guys were playing a lot of music with old black guys, making this new kind of music, which really is a combination of blues and the Celtic music that came over from the British Isles and the jazz that was beginning to happen in America. And there are also younger African American and other people of color musicians who are reclaiming that history, but also trying to do something new with it.
Yeah, it feels like a powerful kind of liberation.
I think it is.
Yeah, we're going to listen to New Dangerfield. Okay, and what is our last song for today?
The last song is one from a South Korean bluegrass band called Country Gongbong. This is global music, this bluegrass and old-time stuff. And mostly, to me, what's exciting is they're making up their own songs and they're singing it in their own language. And this kind of thing is happening all around the world.
I mean, they are just delightful. The song is just so fun and cute. And then there's this middle part that goes kind of quiet, and there's also sort of lush running water kind of sound in the background, and then it jumps back in. It's so cool.
That's a good description.
All right, we're going to take a listen to some Korean bluegrass. Peter Thompson, this was absolutely so much fun to get to expand my worldview of bluegrass and expand my hearing of bluegrass. So thank you so much for sharing. Can you remind us one more time when and where people can hear your show?
I'm on KALW every Saturday at 4. The program is also syndicated on Bluegrass Country 4 times a week. And I've got a website that's not only about the show, but about area bluegrass and old time events, bgsignal.com.
To learn more about Bluegrass Signal and Peter Thompson, go to kalw.org/onrepeat, where you can also hear these songs in full. Make sure you're following at KALW Music on Instagram. Thank you, as always, to our executive producer, Ben Trefney. Thank you to the man, our engineer, David Kwan. I'm Cheryl Letzola, and this has been On Repeat.